Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Christian. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Angel Bravo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bart Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Brooks. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Rudy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Tenarche. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Catfish Hunter. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. McGraw reaches second base with a double. Williams goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGraw scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hairman moves to second. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tenarche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Campaneris reaches third base with a triple. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kubiak moves to second. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a pop-up towards first. McGraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hunter moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Campaneris is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kubiak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunter moves to third. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Bravo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 0 for 1 in the game. Christian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into left field. Christian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards second. Noop scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 0 for 1 in the game. Bravo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 1 in the game. Noop hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 1 in the game. Tenarche strikes out. One out. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Campaneris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio moves to third. McCraw moves to second. One out. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenace drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Aparicio. The throw to Hunter covering the plate. The slide. Aparicio is out. McCraw moves to third. Two outs. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Herman hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kubiak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Kubiak moves to second. Bobby Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 0-for-2 in the game. Christian is called out on strikes. One out. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bravo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-2 in the game. Knoop strikes out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Bart Johnson. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bravo moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Gene Tenarche. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Bravo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Roof now catching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kubiak hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Melton. Bando moves to second. Bobby Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brooks is walked intentionally. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 0 for 3 in the game. Christian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bravo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Ward pinch hits for Bobby Knoop. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bravo moves to third. Jose Ortiz pinch runs for Pete Ward. Bob Spence pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Lou Krause now pitching. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bravo tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.